6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three, last half hour of the show today, this Thursday, August 7th. Greatly appreciate you guys. So far, based on unread messages, the Republicans are having it for John DeMuth. Right now, 18 R's. We've got 6 I's for independent and 1 D for a Democrat. Brad, D wasn't an option, but I appreciate your thought. That's funny. So basically 3-1, R looks like DeMuth will stay Republican. He will not accept, if offered, the lieutenant governor candidate position from independent Democrat Mike Duggan running for governor. DeMuth wants to go to Washington, another text message. Being the lieutenant governor, second in control, as an independent, I don't think that's something he would be interested in. But I'll reach out to John and see if he'll come on the show like he promised, and we'll talk about it. We'll have a great conversation. We'll have some fun. Well, getting back to the budget. Again, Matt Hall putting out a hypothetical. What if I could pass a $100 billion budget in the House? I'd bring it and say, let's negotiate. What would the Democrats think? Well, they would say, this isn't a real budget. We don't have $100 billion to spend. Well, according to the budget that the Democrat Senate Democrats pass, the Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, that she proposed, Matt Hall says, I don't see a difference between my hypothetical $100 billion budget and their budgets. So how do we move forward? Speaker of the House Hall said that based on the House Fiscal Agency breakdowns of what the One Big Beautiful Bill will mean for the state budget, the Republican subcommittee chairs are crafting now, right now, even though they're not in session, they're crafting their fiscal year 2026 spending plans that will come out, quote unquote, soon. Well, reporters repeated attempts to have Hall define soon were unsuccessful. However, Speaker Hall has repeatedly said he wants a complete budget by the real deadline of September 30th at midnight. That will be the last day of the fiscal year 2025 budget, which we are currently operating under. Yesterday, he added, if the legislative Democrats empowered Whitmer to provide a full compromise with leadership triangle, we can hammer this out in a couple of weeks. It would be very easy, but they are not empowering Governor Whitmer, Hall said. Well, there's about 55 days, about roughly 8 weeks between yesterday and September 30th. Now, here's an interesting take of what Hall just said. If the legislative Democrat, who are the legislative Democrats? It's not the 52 Democrats in the House. They don't have a say about anything. It's the state senators, the 19 Democrats in the Senate. If they threw away their stupid BS budget, Matt Hall's words, not mine, threw that budget in the trash can and said, whatever you want, Governor, we're out of it. You negotiate with Speaker Matt Hall. You work out the deal, the road funding plan, all of it. You negotiate it. Whatever you come up with Matt Hall, we'll vote for. That's what technically that sentence means, words from the Speaker Matt Hall. If legislative Democrats, quote, empowered, unquote, Whitmer, a full compromise with the leadership triangle could be hammered out in a couple of weeks. So that's basically what this is coming down to. Republican House Majority Speaker Leader Matt Hall wants to have a one-on-one negotiation with the governor and completely remove the one-seat majority Democrat-controlled state Senate. Is that going to happen? Well, if they want a budget done, that appears to be the hand that Matt Hall is playing. Senate Democrats, go away and let me and the governor work this out. Pretty interesting strategy, pretty interesting discussion. We'll see if it happens. Now, last story before we get to the last break. Again, the legislative session is well on its way to sending the fewest number of bills to the governor in a regular session since the founding of the state back in 1837. Well, Speaker Hall seems completely unfazed by this distinction. Asked yesterday what would need to happen in the next 5 months for him to classify this 2025 session as a success, the speaker was prepared for the question and ticked off his list. Number one, signing a fiscal year 2026 budget deal alongside a long-term road funding deal that doesn't raise taxes. That's number one. Number two, amplify President Donald Trump's tax cuts by passing no taxes on tips, Social Security, or overtime here at the state level on the state income tax. I like that. Number three, a public safety trust fund. Interesting. Number four, Senate action on Republicans' education reforms. For example, making phonics the official teaching standard for reading, amplifying skilled trades programs, and create more flexibility to the merit curriculum. I agree with all those. Lastly, number five, eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse out of social programming, such as welfare, as part of a smaller budget than last year. Whoa. Folks, do you know the biggest budget department in our state budget? Supposed to be roughly around $80 to $82 billion. Which department do you think we spend the most money on in Lansing, the politicians? Department of Health and Human Services. $37.6 billion proposed by the governor and the Senate Democrats out of 82. Well, Matt Hall said, if these priorities were accomplished and we were able to do this with only 25, let's say 30 public acts, this would end up being the smallest number in state history for a regular session. And Matt Hall said he'd be completely okay with that. As far as what would be in the House budget. Paul said he is appreciative of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's ideas of having an auditor general oversee the administration of legislative earmarks and setting a hard cap on what earmarks are actually approved. Paul also noted that the House Democrats, with some exceptions, are not participating in the subcommittee hearings at which these earmarks requests are being discussed. Paul said he believes, let the Democrats know, if you don't participate in a public hearing, then we're not going to consider your request as being part of the House budget. You got to show up and speak for what you're asking for. If you don't do it, we're not going to consider it. So basically, forcing these Democrats to come out and mention it in public. Lastly, unless there's a contrary court ruling, Paul considers all nine of the bills sitting in the clerk's office as leftover from the 102nd session of the legislature to be dead. The passage of House Resolution 41 earlier this year, the House is making a statement that those bills in the clerk's office did not transmit to the governor and they are not moving. Otherwise, you could take it to the extreme. You can hold on to the bill for 25 years and then give it to the governor. We drew a line in the sand that once the prior legislative session ends, it's over. Those bills are dead. A future project for House Republican Caucus, they plan to rewrite the state's energy bill, which requires electricity providers run 100% clean energy by 2040, with 60% of the portfolio to be renewable sources like wind, solar, and hydropower. Well, the Republicans want to rewrite it. Going to be a very interesting negotiation heading into the budget process. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
By now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Going to wrap up this unscientific poll. 27 R's for John DeMuth staying a Republican, getting reelected potentially for the state Senate, being prepared to be endorsed by Congressman Jack Bergman when Bergman retires to go to Washington, D.C. to be the next congressman for the 1st Congressional District. 9 eyes for independent and 1 D. Brad in Sheboygan thinks he should go and be a Democrat. Well, 9 of you think he should accept, if offered, the lieutenant governor's candidacy from independent candidate Mike Duggan, Democrat, running as an independent for governor next year. But 3-1, 27-9 say he'll stay a Republican and wait for Bergman to retire. DeMuth wants to go to Washington. I agree. I think that's his ultimate desire in life. And eventually, who knows, maybe even run to be a U.S. Senator someday. Washington, I believe, is his calling. Could be wrong. John, come on the show. Let's talk about it. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about the political future and aspirations of John DeMuth. So if any of you know him, tell him Trucker's calling for him to come on the show. I'll reach out and text him this afternoon and see if he responds. I got a text message earlier when I explained the situation, what we're going through, being sued here at the radio station, this show, me, my wife, Vicky. And I said, if you'd like to help us raise some money to pay the attorney, text me legal. I got quite a few text messages. I sent the information out to you guys. One of the text messages that came in is, and I hope he doesn't mind, Jim up in Sheboygan. I thank God for Trucker Randy for the great job he's doing. I've had letters sent to me. I've had people contact me. I've had lots of interaction with many of you, basically saying the same thing. Now, one thing that I'd like to say, God knows that I've tried to be honest and tell you guys the truth. I verify the stories. I do have an opinion. I believe I do have First Amendment rights. And if we are forced to go off the air, if the radio station is forced to file corporate bankruptcy? Well, I just want you to know it wasn't because I wasn't dedicated to you. I believe in our radio family. I believe in our sponsors. I believe in you guys listening, that you're all part of this radio family. If we survive, we'll be made better for it. If we don't, it's God's will. We have other things that we're working on. We have other things that we want to accomplish outside of this radio show. If it's destined to go away, it will be God's will. If you want to help us fight the good fight, then text me legal, and I'll send you the information. I'm not going to repeat it anymore on the radio. This is my final appeal. If you want to help, it's up to you. If you don't, I understand. Enjoy the country music, because it's coming. One of the other things I think people need to understand, I've been doing this a long time. For many years, when we weren't on a radio station, I was still doing a show every day on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and on the TuneIn app, with very limited sponsorship. Tom and Karen Curtis have been with us since the beginning. God bless them. We've had other sponsors come and go. It's okay. We have new ones coming. It's going to be a great election year. We're looking forward to a lot of information being shared with you guys if we get past this lawfare tactics that we're facing. And one thing I want you to understand, I've always fought for what I believed was right. What was best for you, what was best for your family, trying to lower the cost of living, improve your standard of living, making you healthier, having a good time in the process. If we continue, again, it will be God's will. So with that, I want to thank you guys very much. Text me legal. I'll send you the information. If you feel compelled to help, we appreciate it. If you don't want to help, I understand. You can't afford to help, I get it. Totally get it. But we have so much more to do this upcoming year. I hope and pray that we're successful, victorious, and are able to continue doing what I truly love to do, is interact with you guys every single day here on this microphone. And we believe we're doing the right thing. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief.